Good evening. So just turned 9 p.m. here in the UK. We've had a beautiful sunny day today, lovely and warm, and it's set to be like that for the next 2 to 3 days. Wonderful. It takes the edge off the virus thing when you can actually get out and enjoy it a bit. Yeah. So, you know, go for those walks. Bicycle ride, take the dog for a walk, whatever, but get out there, enjoy the sun. Yeah. Right, so we have Tina Marie here with us in the studio. It is Tuesday and we're going to get on with it. We have six lovely people in the court here, one of which has temporarily lost connection for some reason. One we haven't screened just yet, but I'm sure Ellen will make it back at some point. Okay, so let us see. Let's bring Tina online. And we're going to say hello to Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
How can I help?
Hello. Yes, I applied to a bus company. I'm Suzanne, and I have to get. I did the drug test today, but I still have to do the fingerprint. This, that. Do you see them calling this week? Will I get the job? It starts July 1st, and it's supposed to last till September too.
I could see a phone call coming. I don't know whether it's to do with the job or not. But I do see a phone call coming for you this week. Okay?
Well, is it about a job or what kind of phone call?
It could be about a job. It could be the job. I am seeing a phone call, Suzanne, but that's about all I am seeing. I can't see whether it's to do with the job or whether it could be. Have you applied for any other jobs apart from that one?
I have.
Right, so it could be one from one of the others as well.
Well, I applied for another bus job. And I wouldn't be hearing from a job for about September yet, but.
Yeah, well, you could be hearing maybe a lot sooner. You don't know. I can see a phone call coming for you this week. It could be to do with a job opportunity. I'm just trying to think whether it's. Because you've applied for about three more, haven't you?
Well, I just ran to the school that I worked at all year, but not now because of the pandemic, to say I would go back to them in September. I really don't want to, but I had to say yes. I just got back now, getting the paper, because just in case I don't find anything.
Yeah.
Cause I can't, and then I applied online to a school that's like 5 minutes away from where I live now. And then I applied to two bus companies.
Right, okay. So basically, in this case, you have applied for three jobs, as
yeah.
well as the one with your regular school.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can see a phone call coming, but I can't see which one it's from. But since you're undergoing all the things for the bus company, it might be from them. Your prospects are looking good.
All right, I'll just wait to hear then.
You're definitely looking good.
Do you think they're going to call Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
The school
starts next Wednesday.
Yeah. You've put yourself off across as a very strong woman, haven't you?
No.
Well, I think whoever's been reading that has been reading your application, and I think they've been reading it a definitely different way than you think you are.
Okay.
Because I'm getting the feeling that you're a very strong woman and you know what you want in life.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you've been self-doubting a lot just lately as well, haven't you?
I've been what?
Self-doubting.
A little bit. I'm going on some dates. I'm putting out to the universe I'm going to meet somebody.
Yeah. Would you understand that honor and respect to your deepest sensitivity?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I'm getting from you. You know what your life purpose or what you want from your life purpose.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. You could be very strong-willed as well.
Not always.
But you can be when you want to be.
Yeah. I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah.
All right, I'll thank you, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then, love.
Okay, that's Suzanne getting a phone call. It's probably about the job. Let's hope so. Yeah. Okay. Royce, where are we going? We should be with line two, and we are. Line three still hasn't come back. Veronica.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Tina Marie.
I can't hear her now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, hi, Tina Marie. I just want to ask you, because I just want to have a reading, and I just want to be clear. I just how I am. I respect you. You're very good. Spiritual Conference show has the best on air. Thank you, Ken. So let me ask you quickly. I'm still looking in the patient process of waiting. But do you see any time frame coming up where I still see my male friend communicating? The younger one.
I do, but you have to give him some slack because he's going through quite a bit at the minute.
Okay.
Would you understand what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I do. Do you have like a time frame?
No, we don't. Spirit doesn't have a time frame. It is just as and when, basically. What I can see him getting in touch with you. He will be in touch, but as soon as he feels as though he wants to be.
Okay, that's good news.
3 minutes.
Another question for you is, do you see my younger mother health improving? The other lady, do you see her health improving? Is she stable?
I can't answer that. I'm not a doctor, darling. I can't, anything medical or anything legal, I can't answer.
Yes, ma'am. Well, because should I try to, is she trying to communicate with me? There we go.
I'm not getting anybody trying to communicate with you, but as I say, I can't answer medical questions or I can't answer legal questions, I'm afraid.
Yes, thank you. Well, let me ask you, do you see my vehicle that I have still running pretty good, like for another year or a few months or whatever? My vehicle that I have right now?
I'm getting the feeling you may have a. Have you been having a bit of a squishy brakes just lately?
Yes.
Yeah, that may need to be going into the garage to get seen to.
Okay, and another thing, my keys. Are you able to? Well, not my keys. Do you see me losing weight? I mean, because I'm working very hard. I've been working. I had so much stress last year, a lot of turbulence, and then this year I'm having it. And I'm doing the right thing, doing it right. And I'm starving myself, proper water, proper food. You see me losing weight before Christmas? I mean, I lost weight. I did like 20 pounds in January.
With that, you need to write it down on a piece of paper and give it to the universe.
Okay.
because if you do that, then it's the universe's job to help you do that.
Okay. Okay, good, yeah. Yeah, because I want to have my health always improve, and that I've been jogging, well, around the area, COVID-19. Well, around the block, around the little perimeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that things that you want to do, you need to write down on a piece of paper and read it every day, and then the universe will be listening, and the universe can help you with that.
Okay, that's a great idea. Be more realistic. Setting my goals, you're right. But does the universe have any particular color of a candle, like white? I usually have white or green.
Does the universe have what? Sorry.
I light up a white candle every day, safely, to pray. Is that okay?
Yeah.
White candle. I pray. Okay. And one more
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. If you want to pray, then that's your.
One more thing. I've been trying to improve my spirituality as well as my physical. Do you see me improve? I changed from last year? Have I changed in my spiritual level from last year?
Spirit do see a change in you, but they need you to change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
They need you to do a lot of. What they need you to do is stop.
Okay. Well. Hello? Hey, thank you, Tina Marie. Thank you.
Okay. You seem to be losing people this evening. Lost Veronica now as well. Okay. I know Suzanne had to call off. But, Veronica, we've just lost.
Yep.
Kind of strange, right? Okay, no worries. Maybe we'll get Veronica back later on in the show. We won't be able to take the call again. So we can't go back to where we was. Because it's, once the energy's gone, it's gone. Okay, so we do apologise there, Veronica. And let's see where we're going. Okay. My voice disappeared as well. I wish the cork here would sit still. Okay. Laura.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Just want to know what you see for me. I'm going to be doing a phone screen tomorrow for a job, and I've been applying for other jobs, contracts.
Sorry?
I've been applying for jobs, for contracts, and
right.
what you see for me.
You've been applying for jobs right, left, and center, haven't you?
Yes.
I can't hear it, Ken.
Laura?
What? Yeah, what?
Are you there?
I'm
Laura.
Here. Yes.
You went off?
I'm just
you went
listening.
Quiet?
What?
Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Right, Laura, you've been applying for jobs right, left, and center, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And you are getting quite upset because you're not hearing back from any of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Right. Have you been having a lot of ideas or a lot of feelings around you?
I'm not sure. That's kind of generic. I don't know what you mean by that.
It kind of means that you've been thinking a lot.
Would
you understand thinking a lot just lately?
Well,
yeah. You need.
I'm thinking about what I'm going to do for money and moving forward.
Right, I can see you moving forward. I can definitely see you moving forward. You're definitely going to move forward. These jobs that you're applying for, you need to stop having self-doubt with them, because you're applying for these jobs. The employers are getting these applications for these jobs, and they have most of them have a lot of candidates, and I mean a lot of candidates that they have to go through. But I can see you being called for an interview. I can see you being called.
I have a phone screen tomorrow.
Sorry, say that again.
I have a phone screening tomorrow with a recruiter.
Is that with an employer? Yeah. Yeah. You're going to do well on that. You're going to do well. You
okay.
are going to do well on that. I can see it going really well, because there's one thing with you, Laurie. You're very, very shy and very into yourself, aren't you?
Sometimes I'm shy, sometimes I'm not. I guess it depends
with
on
new people. With new people, you're shy.
Not always. It just depends on the circumstances.
Right, okay. You are safe to be yourself, we'll say that. Well, you are safe to be yourself. This is what I'm being shown. I've been shown as though you are safe to be yourself. Tomorrow, you need to be yourself and you need to stop overthinking. What do you mean? But what do you know what I mean by you've been doing a lot of overthinking?
Well, I'm worried about finances, so I guess I'm overthinking on that.
Yeah. That more than likely will soon come to a head, though. I can see you getting a job towards the end of the year, because some of these candidates that you've been, some of the employers that you've been putting forward to have been taking a strong light to your applications, because you've been coming through, they're thinking maybe coming through with a lot of ideas of what you can put to the company or put to the place that you're going to work. Would you understand that?
I haven't gotten any interviews, so I haven't been able to give them any ideas for them to hear.
Yeah, but I can see you getting an interview.
But you're saying the end of the year, so that's like 6 months out.
Maybe it could be sooner, because Spirit don't have a time frame of how to bring you forward in that sort of thing. They don't have a time frame, because Spirit don't have a time frame as we would like to put a time frame on it. Spirit doesn't put a time frame on it.
Okay, well, I'll
yeah.
just keep plugging away then. Thank you.
Sorry?
Thank you. I'll just keep plugging away. Thank
yeah.
you.
Sorry, darling. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye,
Ken.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
Thank you, Laura. Oh. Right, so the timer I've taken off that call. So this very strange this evening. I don't know what's going on. People are calling in and then like They either dropping halfway through the call, or I don't know what's happening. The call queue seems very unstable at the moment. Hold on, we'll persevere. Right, there's one lady that managed to get back. We have Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, good. Thank you so much.
What can I help you with?
My question is very simple. My manager left the job finally. She was very happy. So she's now gone. And so I was, don't want to step up.
Could you say that again? Sorry, you've got a lot of background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, sorry about that. My manager left the job. She was very, very unhappy, very miserable. And so I have done the job before, but I'm just wondering, now that she's a slender.
There's now what, sorry? Hello? Okay.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
Cutting in and out, darling.
I'm sitting still. I'm not sure what the problem is. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so you're wondering if you should step up to that job?
Wondering.
Have you already applied for this job?
Not really, no, because they haven't posted it, but I have been working and doing the job anyway, so now I just have to step up and do the work. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get compensated and move into the position officially.
I can see you going up. I can see you definitely going up within that position. You going up within that position. You've been thinking that you're maybe not good enough for the job, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. You're stronger than what you think you are.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're stronger than what you think you are. It's just your sensitivity. I mean, with you being a sensitive, like we call people that are self-doubtful.
Yeah.
You've got to use your intuition. Would you know what I mean by using your intuition?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to start using your intuition a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe like, I don't know, maybe putting ideas forward to the boss or saying that they need a change. I feel as though there's some changes needed in your workplace. Well, there's another idea that you can put to the boss.
Okay.
I think with that, if you do that, it probably put you in a really good stead for that position, to be honest. You are stronger than you think you are, and you don't need to keep self-doubting yourself. Because what it is, when you self-doubt yourself, you're bringing negativity forward, and you don't need negativity in your life.
Okay.
Would you understand that you've had some sort of negativity in your life?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling as though also that this negativity is actually coming to a pass.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, but you need to start being a lot more positive about yourself, not so negative. Then you will find that you will move forward somehow.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very, very helpful. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kay. Oh, she's gone. Oh, hello. Okay. Right then. Right. I've got to reset the time. Everybody's going before the 7 minutes this evening. It's just kind of strange. This is tonight. I don't know whether they're satisfied with the reading or dissatisfied with the reading or but nobody's taking the full minute. I think Sharon may have done, but she had to leave. Laurie didn't take a minute. Laura, sorry. Kind of strange. Never mind. Okay, lots of work. Right then. We have Karen.
Hello?
Hello. 831. You're not there. You're either not there or you mute it yourself because we can't hear you. Okay. Cut out the room somewhere. Never mind. I don't know. What a funny night. Okay. Keisha.
Hello.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi.
How can I help?
I also have you see me getting a job as well. I've been looking for a job.
I see you've been applying for a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would want to be that one of them be in the healthcare sector by any chance?
Healthcare, no. Mostly work from home. I think it was like one, and I put it out just to be putting out, but I didn't. No.
Right. Okay. I know times are very hard at this minute. But I can see you getting some sort of a job. I don't know what it is. I honestly don't know what kind of a job it is, to be perfectly honest. It more depends on what you've been applying for.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it mostly depends on what you've been applying for, what job you're after, basically.
Yeah, I just mostly work from home, like computer stuff. But I just want to do it temporarily for like a couple of months.
Right, okay. There is a lot out there, and I can see you doing something of that sort. Have you been looking into a job with sales?
That's what I'm doing right now, but that's not panning out the way that I want to. So I had to kind of step back and get a regular paying job. Because I'm kind of hitting some snafus with the sales job. Yeah.
Mhm. You do have spirit guiding you. There is somebody guiding you. It's a female figure. She is guiding you. She's saying you're a lot stronger than you think you are. So you need to stop with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
I'm a lot stronger, but. I don't know. I think I need an extra boost or something because I'm kind of lost in my own in my own thoughts.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, there is a lady figure with me trying to guide you. She's saying I'm trying to guide her, but she doesn't seem to be listening.
I don't know.
Keisha, is there a certain path you want to go down?
Yes, and I'm trying to get the money to get this. And I'm thinking, should I just sit back and just not and just hang out? Or should I try to help it out a little bit by getting some extra money? Because once I go in this certain direction, I mean, I don't think it's no coming back. But I still need the initial, money, starting up money to really go down this path. But once I do this, maybe if I make this first jump, I'll be all right.
Yeah. This lady's also said to me, you work hard for what you can get.
Yeah, I try. I feel lazy, but I try. I deal with what the limitations that are put on me. I really try to work with them. But right now, I'm kind of thinking I need to push the limitation back a little bit so I can get a little bit more money so I can, do what I need to do,
Yeah, yeah. She's saying that you need to start and do what you have to do because this certain path that you're wanting to go down, you're wanting it more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she's saying that you need to do what you want to, what you have to do to get down this certain path.
So she think I should still stick with the sales and just, because you brought that up, so I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just dump the money into that and just not worry about trying to, oh my gosh, it's two other things. Oh, but it's that sales though, that's stricter sales.
Yeah, she just said to me, isn't anything better than nothing?
Oh, so just try it anyway, huh? Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is going to get me. It's going to break me. I know it is.
It's
okay.
Not going to do
anything. All right.
She just said to me, anything is better than nothing at this precise minute.
Yes, anything right now, I would take anything right now. I mean, I would take. I'm washing dishes. I'm putting stuff for cleaning rooms. I only saw, one ad for health aid, whatever. But, anything would do right now. But I don't know how to get my foot. I'm in a strange location. I really don't know how to really maneuver this area, So, from what I'm getting, I'm applying for, So, and I'm open to work from home, the possibility of working from home. I can do that as well, so.
Yeah. This lady figure is saying you've always had to work hard. Would you understand that?
Like 1,000 times harder than everybody else, and I'm the one still somehow getting in trouble and get fired. Even though, and they're the lazy ones that don't do nothing, but I somehow managed to get, no matter how hard I try, I'm still the bad person. So.
Yeah. She's saying to me every time, it's a lesson in life. Would you understand somebody saying to you, you've got to learn lessons in this life?
Yeah, I've been on that. Like, everything is a lesson. Every time I do something, it's a lesson. Nothing is done just to be done. With me, it's a purpose. There's something to be learned in it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really don't
want
to learn
no
more
lesson.
I just need to make some money so I can make this little job.
Yeah, she's saying to me. Yeah. She's saying to me, what you're going through right now is another lesson. Would you understand what she means by that?
By Nova lesson?
No, she said, what you're going through right now is another lesson.
Another lesson. Oh, yeah. It seemed like it.
Yeah, she's saying what you're going through right now is another lesson. She's all about lessons in life, lady. She seems to me as though she's a grandmother.
2 minutes.
She seems to me as though it's a grandmother figure.
Okay, well, I'm learning it. Well.
But she said, if you want to get down that path that you want to get down, you need to work hard, child.
Work hard, child. So, go back to
Would
cell,
you understand
huh?
that?
Yeah, but that means I'm thinking I need to go back to sales and work a little bit. And, okay, because that's the only thing that's really working, even though I don't think it's going to be anything in it. But I'll go back down that pathway.
You can't give up unless you try, she just said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's. It seems to me as though you're ready for giving up on it, giving up
on
things.
1 minute.
Yeah, I have. Definitely.
Yeah. But you've got this lady there, and she's guiding you. But you need to. She's saying you need to listen, or try to listen of what she's telling you.
Mhm. Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yeah. I'm pretty closed off. I can't hear nothing. I have to admit, I'm pretty closed off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're not very open to things around you. You keep yourself to yourself.
I sure do.
Yeah. She says you need to start opening up to things around you.
Okay.
Then that way you will get the guidance you need.
Okay.
So, would you understand what she means by that?
Yeah, I guess be a little bit open with the people.
Yeah. So, this is what she's saying. She needs you to start and open yourself up to a little bit more. Then she said that you will hear her guidance of what she wants you to do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Keisha,
yeah. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Keisha. Bye. Okay. Now, before we move on, I do know that there's nothing wrong with Tina's microphone. There's nothing wrong with this one. But can I ask, and we've said this many, many, many times, for people not to put the speakerphone on, because it is very awkward for the reader to actually read if they can hear their own voice coming back. Yeah? So it does get very awkward. The echo there is only slight at the moment, but if it continues from caller to caller to caller, it builds up what they call a loop in the system, yeah? And that loop will go on to the next call and the next call, and it will gradually get worse as the night goes on, yeah? And if we can't eliminate it on one call, then it will carry on to the next call, and it will be with the next call and the next call and the next call. It gets louder and louder as we bring the callers in here. So just a little reminder there. Okay. Right. Now then, people are called off and called back. We can't return to a call this evening. Yeah? Because once spirit has left that energy, we can't go back into it again. Yeah? So if you've not got your full reading this evening and your call has dropped, don't be disappointed. Call back next time. Yeah? Okay. Right then. Let's see. Where are we? I'm going to try Karen again. Hello? Are you there now? I do apologize. If your name's not Karen, can you at least answer me? If I've got your name wrong, I apologize. But just answer anyway, yeah? Yeah. All right, never mind. He must have fallen asleep or something, I don't know. Okay. Right, that means that we've only got one call left at the moment then. Laurie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Laurie.
Hello?
Hello, Laurie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I guess I have a question about mediumship or whatever.
Okay.
Day I met a guy and I saw letters on him and they were yellow and gray and like they were bold, outstanding letters, and they were bold like, and then they had inside, they were like yellow and white, but then inside of it was gray. I was just wondering if you could tell me anything about that.
But it seems to me as though you are psychic of some sort. You are quite a powerful psychic. Would you understand that you've known you've always had it in you?
Yeah, some days are better than others, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah. You are a powerful psychic. With regards to the letters, I'd have to ask Mickey because I have got absolutely no clue as what they are. Maybe he would. But I am getting that you are psychic and you can see things before they happen.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Laurie, I can see a lot of spirit guides around you.
Mm-hmm. Do you
I can
see that
a
guy
lot of spirit
me?
Guides.
That's good.
What, the guy with the number, with the letters and the numbers on?
Yes.
I do, but I don't know. I don't understand. As I say, I'll have to have a word with Mickey about that because I don't understand. I haven't really learned about that stuff yet. With people with letters and names on, I haven't really understood. I don't understand
what it said was law. And then on top of his head was like also a white with a gray inside of it. I've seen that. And he was related to the law.
That could be the law of attraction then.
Well,
I
know
have
what
you
they
heard
meant.
Of the law of attraction?
I just meant the colors. Yeah, the color. I guess
again,
I know what
I have
it
no
meant.
Idea. I guess, again,
okay.
I've no idea what the colours mean, Laurie, but I can ask Mickey, and if you want to drop Ken an email asking for my email, I can email you with that information that you need.
Okay. I kind of understand what it meant, and it was a while ago, but I kind of think, I don't know why, but I'm wondering if he's around me at all.
He could be. He is. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He is around you. Yeah. I don't really, as I say, I don't really understand what the colours mean. Maybe they're the chakras. I've no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chakras have all different colours. That could be what it is. But as I say, without getting any further information from Mickey, I have no clue.
Okay.
As I said, if you want to drop Ken your email, I can email you. If he sends me your email address, I can email you and then let you know what they mean. But if they're all sorts of colors, all sorts.
Right now, I I can't use computer or anything at the moment, so I'm kind of lost on computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand it to what I interpreted it to be, and I found out I was pretty much right on. So on that,
yeah,
but yeah. I just
have you
been.
Sorry, say it again.
I feel like he was around me.
He maybe is. He has been around you, but I have absolutely no idea what the colours are. I don't know what the colours are, unless they're the chakras. Is there any sort of colour you can describe, the colours you can describe?
They were like, I get what it was. It was like, I think it was the good in him, but he was also, I think the gray meant that he didn't have much longer to be here. And that's what I think that was.
Okay.
I think I was indirect.
No,
yeah. I think I was just put there at a time to talk to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
About
to make him think.
As I say, I can only get that information from Mickey because I have absolutely no idea what the colours mean. But I can get that information from Mickey. If you drop Ken an email with your email address on, I can email to you.
I just don't have a computer right now. I can't use anything. So But that's okay. Do you see anything else? Any reading for
me? I do see a lot of spirit guides around you. They're guiding you towards something you're really, really, really longing for. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
There's something you're longing for, and they're guiding you towards it. But it feels to me as though you're holding back.
Yeah, probably. I'm holding back on everything.
Yeah. You are feeling a little low, and you're feeling like, how can I put it? You're feeling as though you're speaking and nobody's listening. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
I've got a gentleman figure just stepped in. He's just said, you need to start and put your foot down.
3 minutes.
Okay.
Would you understand what he means by that?
Yeah. Take charge.
Yeah. Because there's something going on around you. There's something going on around you that's getting a little out of control. And he says, you need to start and put your foot down with that.
Okay.
Would you understand what that is?
Well, maybe. I mean, stick up for myself more, I guess. Be more.
I'm also feeling disrespectfulness.
Yeah, a little bit, but that'll pass.
Yeah, I think that's what he means by you need to put your foot down with that. I think it's a disrespectfulness that he needs you to put your foot down with. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
I don't know who this gentleman figure is yet because he's not disclosed himself. But I'm feeling as though he's not happy with what's going on. There's something going on that needs sorting, and he said it needs sorting right away.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yeah.
This is saying, it's even saying, this disrespectfulness has to stop.
Okay.
and he's just said one way or another it will stop.
1 minute.
Would you understand what he's talking about?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. He's saying stop letting them walk all over you.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying stop letting them walk all over you. You wasn't brought up to be a doormat.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah, maybe I better carry myself and start speaking up a little better.
You need to start being stronger than what you think you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's giving you his love. He's saying, I'm giving my angel my love.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know who this figure is yet, but he hasn't disclosed himself, but he's saying he's giving you, giving my angel my love.
Aw. Thank you.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you, bye.
Okay. Well, ladies and gents, we've reached the top of the first hour. We've got an hour left to go. And there's no more calls at the minute. I'm going to see if Veronica has called back in. Yeah, because I'm seeing all the ones. And what we'll do, we'll take a break and we'll come back and see if we can get back into that energy with Veronica there. But just let me find out first, just in case it's not Veronica. Hello?
Hey. Hey, g'day, Ken. How are you, my old mate?
Oh, hi, Bob. How are you? Okay. Right, that's Bob then. So, as you heard there, Bob's in Australia. I believe it's winter there at the moment. So, we'll be speaking to Bob in just a moment. We're going to take a short break then. I thought that might be Veronica calling back in, but it's actually Bob in Australia there. I'm sure Tina's going to enjoy that one. But there you go. Okay. So that's wonderful. Put Bob here in the call queue. Just put them in. And we'll take a short break because we're just reached the top of our first hour. And we have a caller for the second hour. Wonderful. Well, there's two people at least listening that I do know at the moment. Okay. And yes, our animals are people as well. And I'll leave Bob to explain that one. But little person. Okay. But there's a meaning to BBC. Bob will explain to us, I'm sure. But, you know, to say. Okay, right. So let's say hello to Tina. We'll bring Tina back online. We hope that we get some more lovely callers because you've got an hour to go yet. But in the meantime, here's Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Tina.
I'm all right, Ian. Do you?
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Good, good. That's good. How can I help you?
Ken wanted me to explain about BBC. That's my little family here. I've got two dogs, Barnaby and Charlie. So it's Bob, Barnaby and Charlie, hence the BBC.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they're both...
I was going to say BBC over here is a TV channel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I've been up, awake for about 5 hours. And, yeah, questions. Okay, anything you can tell me about health, love, or money in that order?
I can't tell you about health because I'm not a doctor and I'm not allowed to.
Okay.
Love. I see somebody very, very special coming into your life, or there is somebody very special in your life.
Well, it's about time. Yay! Do I know them already then?
I've no idea. Maybe, maybe not.
Oh,
tricky. Maybe, maybe not. I have no idea. Would you understand you've been thinking about somebody a lot just lately?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody you... I don't know, maybe become very, very close to.
Okay, I'll ponder on that.
Would you understand that you've become very close to somebody or are becoming close to somebody?
Not that I can pinpoint at the moment, no.
Right, okay. Have you been looking around for maybe a higher paid job?
No, I'm retired. My job is I lift
right,
people.
Okay.
That's my.
You do what? Sorry.
I lift people. I radiate joy. That's my job.
Ah, right. And what a good job that is.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll bet you do.
Especially at the times.
Yeah. As for money, I've no idea. But I do see love coming towards you at some point. That is a certainty. I do see love coming towards you.
Yeah, and that's what you said about... was I looking for a new job? Actually, so I'm writing a book at the moment, and that might lead to me having to travel, so that might be like a new job, but it's not so much a job as a vocation. I'm writing a book on depression called The Gift of Depression, my little scrapbook, because I found a way to heal depression without drugs.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, so that might be a new career, even though I'm retired.
Hmm.
It's still lifting people.
Well, there you go. You're still doing a job within a job, then, aren't you? Really, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's still lifting people.
Yeah.
Don't worry about a thing. Three little birds singing round my doorstep. So, Kevin, I missed the chat room. I missed the chat room, Ken. And thanks for your time, darling. Have a great life.
Okay. You as well. Thanks, Bob.
No worries, mate.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right, okay. Right, I've got some else for you. Right. I've been told that you've got to align your actions in with what you know. Would you understand that you've been thinking about a lot of things and you know a lot of things?
Yeah. I've got an amazing intellect. My IQ's 150, Einstein's 160, go figure. And I see before me on the table lots and lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep my life.
You've got to make them possibilities into actions. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. I've got a whole smorgasbord of opportunities in front of me, so. But I'm going to keep my life simple, because that's how the universe works. Keep it simple, sovereign. And, tackle them one at a time gently.
Yeah. Would you also understand that you're a born teacher?
I seem to have an affinity for people and an ability to express my truth clearly. And people are drawn to that. But all I can teach is what works for me. Because everybody's got their own truth, haven't they? So I can only share what works for me. Yeah. Well, I'm doing that slowly. Probably need to do a bit more of it formally.
Yeah. Would you understand that you've had some pain in your background back further in life?
Oh, tell me about it. I had the shit kicked out of me for the first 11 years of my life.
Yeah. Your angel, the angels are sending healing for that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work around that. That's why I'm content with me now. You know, I create my life, which is why it's so awesome.
Yeah.
I thank the angels
as
well.
And this lady that's come into your life, you're going to be on a spiritually based romance.
There's no other way.
Hey?
There's no other way.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's going to be a spiritually based romance.
Bring it on. How's it ready to?
It's gonna be based on spirituality.
Well, that's
which is a new one for me even.
Well, the way I look at it is religion is for those folks that are afraid of going to hell. And spirituality is for those folks that have already been there. And I've been there. I've come back.
There's your answer. What more can I say? There's your answer.
That is your answer.
I've got with me also a lady figure that says she's very, very proud of you.
Ah, thanks, Mum.
1 minute.
And I didn't even have to say anything. I was just going to say, it's a mother figure. She says she's very, very proud of you, Bob, and the way you're carrying on. You are going to go up. She said you are going to go up because they're going to make sure you go up. Would you understand what I mean by going up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I am creator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're gonna make sure that you go up. And this book you're writing is gonna take off.
Good, because if it saves one life, then it's been worth all the effort. But
it's gonna be amazing.
Every 40 seconds, somebody dies because of depression. So that's what I call a pandemic. That's 800,000 people a year that don't have to die. And if I can impact on that, then it's well worth the effort.
Yeah. Well, when you get this book out, Bob, can I have a signed copy?
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I'll have a signed copy.
Just look for Bob Eden on Facebook. That's E-D-E-N. Bob Eden on Facebook. Send me a friend request.
Right. I will do. Don't worry. I will do. Yeah.
Right, darling.
Yep, you're more than welcome. And your mum said that she's going to make sure you go up and that book is going to take off with Do or Indifferent.
Yes.
She just said to me to tell you to be prepared for a good kick up the backside.
Yeah, well, if she can do it from there, she's got bloody long legs.
Yeah, she'll come down and do it. She'll come down and do it. Don't you? You would just be surprised at what spirit can do.
Oh, tell me about it, darling.
Yep.
I've faced my own too many times, too, man. To be too afraid.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave love with you. Okay.
Okay, darling. Good time.
You're welcome, my darling.
It's coffee time. Come on.
Okay. Coffee.
Thanks for calling, Bob. Bless. Okay. So, round about 20 past 6 in the AM there now with Bob at the moment. Off the next day, would you believe? So is it like already Wednesday morning there? Crazy, isn't it? Okay. Right, now, before we go to Carmen, who's just called in, we're going to try Karen again, because we've tried twice already. Veronica never called back, but Karen is still here, which is kind of strange, not answering my... So if we got the name wrong, can you please answer anyway? 831. Hello? I don't know what's going on there. Oh no, when we screened the call, there was a nice loud voice there when we screened the call originally. And it's like we've opened the line 3 times now, and 3 times we've got no answer. So there's something, I don't know what's happening there. Okay, maybe they got visitors or something and I had to put the phone on mute. I don't know. It happened. Okay. Right then. Carmen. Hello, Carmen. There you are, look.
I'm here.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
My question relates to, what can I ask about my love life? I would like to see if anyone is going to come in soon.
Right. I do see a special somebody.
Okay.
There is a special somebody.
Yeah.
Again, have you been talking to somebody just lately?
Have I been, like, what kind of, you mean a boyfriend?
A man figure, yeah.
No.
Right,
no, not
I
a boyfriend.
I can see a gentleman coming into your life.
Okay, that would be nice.
I can see a gentleman.
Sorry?
I can see a gentleman coming into your life. And he is going to be a gentleman as well. And he's going to be a gentleman as well, I'll tell you that now. Because he looks quite nice. Would you understand that you've been feeling more pushed forward than you have backwards just lately?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You have someone, as we would say in England, you're somebody egging you on, which is going for pushing you forward, trying to get you to move forward instead of staying in the past. Would you understand what I mean by staying in the past?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of guides around you. You have got quite a lot of guides around you, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
They're the ones that... Have you been feeling inspired?
Not really. On and off.
On and off.
Yeah.
Have you been feeling inspired in some sort of shape, form, or ideas?
I would say so.
Yeah. It's these guides are giving you the inspiration.
Oh.
Yeah. They're inspiring you to move forwards because with you, I'm getting a sense of feeling that you've been living in the past.
On and off, I would say. On and off.
Yeah. You're looking for a release.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. This is what these guys are doing. They're inspiring you to get that release.
I've changed my schedule in the hospital to work on the weekends.
Yeah.
Maybe that will
help
me. You know.
Maybe. But you are searching for a release in some sort of shape and form.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, because I'm getting the feeling that you need this release to make you feel better within yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you been asking a lot of questions just lately?
I feel like maybe I've been worrying too much about people.
Yeah. Have you been asking a lot of questions about yourself? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And stuff like that.
More like, what should I do? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. These are what these guides are doing for you. They've heard you, and this is why you're there. They're guiding you for where you want to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you've been feeling of a sense of being pushed forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what the guides work for. This is what your guides work for. The angels have actually heard you and sent them down so they can make you push yourself forward, and they're inspiring you to do so.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you understand that? Would you understand that you've been getting a lot of sense of feeling just lately?
Yeah, a lot of it. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Some of this feeling you've not been liking.
Yeah. Exactly. Very weird, uncomfortable in my body. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you understand that you've had a bit of a cold breeze around you just lately as well?
What does that mean?
That you've been feeling, I'll put it another way. Have you been sensing that people have been around you?
People have been around
me?
Who's
in spirit?
Not really, no. I cannot say yes to that.
Right. Have you been feeling that one minute you can go hot, one minute you're nice and warm, and the next minute you can go a little chilly?
Yes.
That spirit
yes.
being around
it goes very
you.
Very quickly. I don't know why. Warm
yeah,
and good.
That spirit.
And then the next day is like horrible.
Yeah.
The next day is like, where did it go? Where did it go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's when spirit is around me. I'm like, can you not be around me a little bit more often? I mean, geez.
No, they'll only come when you want them, but you've got to let them in. You've got to give them permission to be there.
Okay, I need that.
Would you understand that you have had a few tears around you? I'm not saying there's been a lot around
yeah.
you, but you've had
three
a few.
3 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I've got a lady and gentleman figure here with me, and they're saying that these tears, what were they for?
I don't really remember. I honestly can't even remember. But yeah, there it tears on the inside that I have, but I don't know why. Might be something
yeah.
that's coming up. I don't know what's going on happen, but I see a lot of me crying.
Yeah. They have seen you a lot of you crying as well, and
why?
They don't like it. They've been looking in on you.
Oh, they're showing me that I'm crying on the inside. I don't know why. So sad.
Yeah.
I need more joy maybe in my life. I had enough joy. I'm joyful.
Maybe you need
it.
This is probably what.
2 minutes.
Have you been feeling a sense of loneliness just lately?
I was thinking of that, but I have been meeting with friends. I'm fine. No, everything's really fine. Like, maybe I have. Yeah.
Mm. This lady and gentleman just both said together that you need to take a look inside of yourself.
Yeah.
Would you understand what they mean by that?
Yeah, I do that. That helps.
Yeah. They're saying that you need to take a look inside of yourself and bring to the surface what is really bothering you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean by that?
You've been looking for that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what is bothering me.
1 minute.
Something has been
right. Okay.
I don't really know what
yeah.
it is.
Because I'm getting the feeling that this lady and gentleman is maybe a mother and father figure or a grandmother and grandfather figure.
Well, I was going to get a gift for my mom, a dog. I was very, very happy. She was very, very happy.
Mm.
And then my dad said no, that he doesn't want it. So that went out the door. And I was so excited for my mom. My mom was so excited, and all of a sudden, but you know, that's just excitement. It comes and goes anyway. It's nothing lasting.
Yeah.
So
it's probably still playing on you that you feel let down.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I feel let down. You know, maybe I do.
Yeah.
I used to get her a dog for so many years, and I mean, I could have done it. I could have said, I'm sorry, Mom, I bought it. There's no way back. But my dad was like, oh, I'll give you the money. I don't want it. We don't want it. And everybody two of my siblings said we don't want it. They were so rude. I mean, I'm just like, and then I told myself, you know what? It's not worth like worrying about this family. Just let it go.
I feel
that way. Yeah, maybe that's where the tears are, like the family and how disconnected we really are and how hard it is to be connected. I wanted to give them joy and they didn't accept it, you know. They didn't accept the gift of joy and it was cut short and that was sad for me.
So this is maybe what they're saying about take a look inside of yourself and bring it to the surface.
Yeah.
Would you understand?
I think like my mom did want a dog and then my dad didn't. And it's like my dad wins, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Carmen. Okay. That's Carmen then. And sometimes we don't always hear the 10-minute timer. We have a timer, ladies and gents, and you don't hear the 7-minute timer because only I hear that. Otherwise, you'd be hearing it every minute. So what we've done, we've got a timer there that I can see, 7 minutes. When it gets down to the last 3 minutes, you only hear the last 3 minutes counting down. Yeah, so that's been there now for some time. It seems to work. Anyway, ladies and gents, we're going to take a short break. When I say short break, because we've got 30 minutes. We will take another call. If they call now, if they don't, then we're going to call it a night. Yeah. So let's see what we've got here.
Play here in my garden of shadows.
Okay. So, nobody called. Kind of sad, really. It's been a strange sort of night, but okay. So, we're going to wind up the clock, and we're getting out of here. While the going is good. And I'm sure Tina don't mind going over. So we'll say a big, big thank you there to Tina once again for joining us this evening. So we're going to bring Tina back on the mic to say good night to you or good times of your day to you, and we're going to get out of here.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tina. Okay, that's it then, ladies and gents. We're going to wrap it up.